で一緒に食べるのは楽しいですね。
All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I got a question for you. You ready for some degeneracy? Because it's Grimm's Hentai Corner, and we're back with Yamazomi Revenger. Hasn't been a lot going on so far. You know, we learned that they're like Sentai girls and stuff, and he's, I guess, the Dark Lord. So that's interesting. But let's continue. Let's see what else we've got. I want to get to the RPG stuff. Having lunch with all of us together is fun, isn't it?You calling me out for usually not eating with you? If you feel guilty, then please keep joining us. Gah, why did I open my mouth? The four of us are eating together at lunch break. Natsuki-san brought a lunchbox today, and so did Kirishima-senpai. I thought you always had bread for lunch, Kirishima-senpai. Why'd you bring a lunchbox today?I didn't bring this myself. Natsuki brought it for me. It's a token of my gratitude to Leon-chan for sharing her food with me yesterday. I thought about bringing lunchboxes for you two as well, but I didn't know if you would be joining us today.You don't have to worry about me. I always prepare my own lunchbox. In that case, tomorrow I prepare a lunchbox for you, Kazunori-san. No, no, it's fine. You don't have to. I offered him the same thing before, but he turned down my offer too.Ho ho, to think you turned down such a great opportunity to make all the boys jealous. You've got some guts, kid, don't you? No, I just don't want to be pampered so much. I mean, Ayaka always brings me cookies from her club, but she never lets me return the favor. So Asahina's the devoted type, huh? You shouldn't let it bother you.Yeah, ask me to bring you more, please. Huh? Why do you want to indulge me so much? It makes me a little happy, but it's also kind of annoying. Could it be that I actually like getting nagged at? Am I a masochist? Dummy, you should enjoy your harem to the fullest. What? Huh? What's wrong? My yelp has attracted everyone's attention. Shit, I can feel the cringe.My bad, I thought I saw a bug fly at me, but I guess I was mistaken. Okay, good. I think Kirishima-senpai hates bugs. You know you can just respawn in your head, right? Calm down. What's wrong with you? You almost gave me a heart attack. I'm the one freaking out over here. I don't know how you've gotten to be so lucky. Hold on, you don't mean to say that Natsuki-sen is linked with one of those heroes too, do you? That's exactly what I want to say. She has Oculus scent on her. Whoa, you serious? That means I'm now surrounded by three of the five heroes who fought Clive yesterday. For a moment, their transformed figures flash in my mind, rendering me unable to look straight at their faces. Are you feeling alright, Kazunori-san? You don't seem well. Oh, sorry, it's nothing. I was just spacing out.Moving my chopsticks again, I shove a piece of meat into my mouth. I'm eating a stew of meat and potatoes, but I can hardly taste it. It's even better that they're all your friends. That'll make things a lot easier. Let's find the other two as well. I have a bad feeling about all this. I can't wait to see the other girls the heroine's linked with. The other two girls the heroine's linked with. Clive seems cheerful, whereas I'm down in the dumps.So why exactly did we come here?After lunch, Clive told me to go to the school's rooftop. The place is normally deserted. That's because it's too hot in summer and too cold in winter. Today, however, it's not that hot. I need some magic power before I fight the heroes. I'm gonna recover some. Oh, I see. In that case, can't you recover quickly and leave my body? No, dumbass. Aren't you forgetting something? I only half assimilated you. I can't get out of your body that easily. Yeah, I suspected as much. Those girls will stay linked to the heroes regardless of whether I leave your body or not. It'll be far more fun to make them ours, don't you think? And by ours, I really do mean both yours and mine. You wouldn't want to be left all by your lonesome, right? Clive has a point. I hate the idea of him making Ayaka or Natsuki-san his all on his own. Then again, I can't accept the other option so readily either. Think it through. However, I'll have you know that I'm an impatient man. If you're not quite willing to cooperate, then I'll just take over your body completely. Don't say scary things like that, please. I know next to nothing about Clive. Though he's haughty, he's so upfront about the weirdest things. That's why I can't tell whether he's serious about taking over my body completely or not, but I'm leaning towards the former. By the way, you said that you'll recover your magic power here, correct? How exactly do you intend to go about it? Just being here is enough. Oh, sorry. Just being here is enough. I only need a place where I can be free of worldly thoughts, and the rest I can do myself. Oh, huh? Doesn't sound so bad. So you'll be able to fight the heroes once you recover some of your magic power, is that right? At the very least, things won't go down the same way as yesterday. My odds of winning will be much higher. Narcissistic shield, was it? Your power's that amazing, huh? It's called Egocentric Zone, and it lets me reshape the world to fit my whims. The heroes bereft of zone mastery have no way of defending themselves against it. That sounds crazy. Does that? Oh, I see. So they ripped off your technique and used it to fight against you. That's right. But in the state I'm in now, I can't overpower their zone fields. Do you have a plan B? Of course I do. I'll use my zone power and find an opening to corrupt their hearts. Hmm? Corrupt their hearts? How? Why, just you wait and see. Mwah! No matter how many times I ask Clive throughout the morning, he never gives me a clear answer. I know he's plotting something. However, I have no idea what that might be. He said that I'll get it once I fight the heroines, I guess. Wait, someone's coming. What? Who'd come here of all places? Ah, there's nowhere to hide. There's pretty much nothing up here at all on this spacious rooftop. For now, I'll stick close to the wall where the door is. Ah, that's Chiro-sensei. Chiro-sensei softly closes the door and walks straight to the fence. Then she places her hand on it and sighs. No way, don't tell me she wants to jump off the rooftop? Sensei, no, don't jump! I don't know what's troubling you, Sensei, but you mustn't throw your life away. You're still young. Life is filled with hardships, but also joys worth fighting for. Calm down, okay? It's okay. You're the one who needs to calm down. Wait, what? Fool, you jumped to conclusions. Ahem, did it look to you like I was gonna jump over the fence and commit suicide, Kiyama-kun? Yes, I guess it was a misunderstanding on my part, though. I'm very sorry. Do I really look that depressed to you? Well, somewhat, yeah. Don't worry, I'm not that kind of a person. Even if I slip and fall down, I would never throw myself off a building. No, don't. I mean, you'd hurt yourself if you slipped and fell down, too. She never slipped is what I'd like to believe. Though it does seem too much for her to hop off the building, so my worries were unfounded after all. More importantly, what are you doing here, Kiyama-kun? This place is off limits, you know. Are you up to something mischievous? No, I only came here for a breath of fresh air. I can't exactly tell her the real reason is my business with Clive. I didn't expect to see anyone here, so I didn't prepare a good excuse. After all, on rainy days, the place gets soaked so badly you can't step anywhere. It's not even a good spot for lunch. In Arrowgate, girls often come to the rooftops, but you don't ever see it happen in real life because the wind's too strong. There's no delinquents at our school either. In conclusion, literally no one ever comes up here. Don't start skipping classes, okay? You're a good boy, Kiyama-kun. I'll grow depressed if you become the first delinquent in our school. I have no intention of skipping any classes. I only came here for a breath of fresh air and it's still lunchtime. But enough about me. Sensei, why did you come up here? Huh? Well, that's, her eyes flitter back and forth. Is she okay? I came here for a breath of fresh air, too! She stumbles over her words. Don't give me that look, please. Fine, I'll tell you. It's not a lie. I came here for a breath of fresh air, but I also came here because I was feeling down. Sometimes I come here to gaze at the city since it helps me to relax. Is that so? So you came here to take a look at the city and I got it all mixed up? Well, basically... Yeah, but please don't tell anyone about it, okay? Aha, fine, don't worry. You did the same for me. We never saw each other here, okay? You give me no choice. Alright, it's a promise. Ha, seems I somehow managed to stay out of trouble. So you come up here to relax when you feel down, Sensei? Does that mean something bad happened today? Yeah, since you asked, would you mind hearing me out? If you're okay talking about it with me, no problem. I'll keep it between us. The truth is, I forgot to bring my lunch today. I see. You always bring a lunchbox with you, right? I do. After all, I'm a poor woman and... Ooh. I do. After all, I'm a poor woman in her 20s. I can't afford to be luxurious. Uh-huh. That's too much information, but I'll pretend I didn't hear it. Don't forget about the Christmas cake thing in Japan. When a woman is like, I think, over 25, she considered Christmas cake. So they kind of consider older women to be in their 30s. That's really interesting, right? Because it's not like here in the West, but it is in Japan. Oh no, you're totally thinking that I'm getting up there in age, aren't you? No, I'm not, I swear. How old are you exactly anyway? Wait, what do you think you're asking me? The exact year doesn't matter, I'm in my 20s, okay? Why is she saying that so smugly? I've heard your 20s fly by in the blink of an eye. I hope she doesn't succumb to her depression by the end of it. Hold on, if you forgot your lunchbox, then shouldn't you be eating something from the cafeteria? Well, you're right. I should be, but the truth is I forgot my wallet too. And I only had 250 yen left in my change purse. That sounds terrible. Can't you ask another teacher to lend you some money? What the hell is going on with Chihiro? I mean, she's a teacher, and she's like a pauper. She's like no money at all. 250 yen is like $2.50. That'd be, too embarrassing, but I did buy some bread and milk. I wonder why I feel so moved to hear that she bought something for lunch after all. She's kind of adorable, to be honest. But with only that for lunch, you'll still be hungry, won't you, Sensei? I can lend you 1,000 yen if you want. Well, what are you saying? I'd be deeply humiliated if I borrowed money from a student. I take out 1,000 yen from my wallet and place it in her hand. I can't accept this. 1,000 yen is a lot of money for a student. I don't mind lending you money if you'll pay me back tomorrow. I mean, you'll need some until you get back home, right? I suppose that's true, but... Or would you rather prefer to borrow money from another teacher after all? No, that's even worse. Alright, I give up. I'll accept this money with gratitude. But just for today, okay? I'm paying you back tomorrow morning, no matter what. Yeah, no problem. Ah, you really are a kind boy, aren't you, Kiyama-kun? Especially towards women. Huh? Well, I'm a guy. It's only natural that I want to help girls when they're in trouble. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to imply I saw you as a girl. My bad. Jeez, that's exactly what I'm talking about. You're trying to please everyone. Sooner or later, you're gonna get in trouble for that. So be careful, okay? That's actually good advice. Oh, okay. Alright. I'll be going back to the staff room then. Kiyama-kun, you should get back to your classes. I know, I won't skip classes. Glad to hear that. Well then, if you'll excuse me. Chiro-sensei goes back inside. Man, seems I dodged a bullet there. So Clive, is this place good enough for you to recover your magic power? Yeah, it's fine here. I focused on recovering while you were chatting away. Oh, is that so? Well, I guess everything's fine then. By the way, I'm only asking this just in case. But did anyone link with Chiro-sensei? Nope, she's clean. Surprising, I thought she would be silenced. I see. Oh, I'm sorry. I see. That's good to hear. Chiro-sensei is older than me, so it's unlikely she'd be linked with any of the heroines, which I thought was going to be the case. Nice. I'd be depressed if all my acquaintances were taken. Oops! The lunch break is over. Time flew by while I was talking to Chiro-sensei. I'm kind of curious about the view of the city from up here, but I have to head back inside. Here we go again! You seem down. What's up? I think you'll see soon enough. And just what will I be seeing? What? Ah, it's just you, Kukuzawa. You scared me half to death. You're always full of openings, Senpai. But today you're more vulnerable than usual. Seems the darkness has taken over your heart. No, I wouldn't say so. That's just your imagination. I don't see Ayase in the club room. Ayase? Yeah. Yeah, I said it right. But yeah, she's not in the club room. Looks like she's not here yet. I leave my bag on the table and take a seat. So what do you think? Are any of the heroes linked with Kukuzawa? Indeed, she smells like Labyrinth. Well, they do resemble each other after all. Yeah, can't say I'm surprised. If I were asked which of my friends resembles one of the heroines the most, the first person that'd come to mind would be Kukuzawa. Don't ignore me, Senpai. Otherwise, the darkness will corrupt my heart. Are you okay with letting that happen? Huh? You mean it hasn't corrupted your heart yet? Talk about unexpected. Aha! I knew those burning eyes of yours would see right through me. You can tell the darkness hasn't consumed my heart yet, can't you? No! Don't speak! I already know! You don't hesitate to play with my underlying darkness. Rather, you wrap that ever-expanding darkness in my heart with your kindness. I don't recall doing anything like that. There's silence. I think she means that you're a good friend. That's exactly correct, Naorin. You've arrived later than usual today. Well, ISA's well-timed appearance, with ISA's well-timed appearance, the members of the Literature Club are now all here. Hold on a second. How come you two came separately? Aren't you in the same class? We are. It's just that I was on cleaning duty today. We're forced to take care of our own jail to keep the gears of society running. It is indeed a miserable system we're living in. Wait, don't tell me you're ditching your duties when it's your turn to clean. She says, ahaha, you needn't worry. I entrust them to my other persona. Okay, that's good then. Is something wrong, ISA? She shakes her head. How weird of her to sigh like that. Don't worry about me. Everything's fine. Seems the darkness has clouded your heart today, Naorin. Even if I find it difficult to approach you. Oh, really? I'm sorry. No, don't be. Everyone has their fair share of darkness that consumes them from the inside out. Just don't let the bad darkness consume you. Are there really good and bad darknesses? To me, that sounds like saying there are good and bad villains. Even you cast strange incantations from time to time, Senpai. A man that's both evil and good at the same time doesn't exist. I'd love to come up with a comeback, but I'm afraid that only further ignite her imagination. Kukuzawa takes out her phone and starts typing something. She's completely absorbed in it. You seem like you're in high spirits today, Kukuzawa. You think so? Ahaha! Yes, indeed, I just might. Labyrinth displayed a great deal of power when she fought Clive yesterday, didn't she? That may explain why Kukuzawa is so energetic now. It may also explain why the other girl looks dispirited. It seems she still hasn't digested the fact that silence linked with her, and that she used her power in battle. Yeah, you could be right. Wait, what? What's wrong, Senpai? Did your dark powers finally awaken? No, sorry, forget it, it's nothing. No need to apologize, that pose you're making, holding your head with one hand, as if you're trying to contain your power. It's incredible, please let me capture it. No, please don't do that. What a pity. Oh well, I'll carry your picture in my heart then. Kokoron, that sounds old-fashioned. What did you just say, Clive? She's a girl silence linked with. I'm certain of it. Mwahahaha. How interesting. You really have it in you. Could this all really be a coincidence? It's almost like someone decided to link all of them with only girls I know. Like an invisible hand guiding you, you mean? No such thing, I'm afraid. There's only fate and chance. I don't get what you're saying, sorry. Since there's no way to tell fate and chance apart, it's a waste of time to dwell on it. If you believe there's a meaning to every single thing that occurs in your life, you aren't any better than the fools who claim chance doesn't exist. Our plan won't change regardless of whether our lives are guided by fate or an invisible hand, so why bother thinking so much about it? I think I see his point now. But I'm still struggling to accept it all. Senpai, is everything okay? Oh, sorry, I feel a little under the weather, so I'll go home early today. Okay, don't push yourself too hard, please. Is that so? It's unfortunate, but your health comes first. Take care of yourself. Thanks, I will. See you later. I pack up my bag from the table and leave the club room. And just like that, I head straight back home. Ah, today was exhausting. I roll around in my bed and let out a huge sigh. Princess Knight Arnesta linked with Ayaka. Magical Girl Citron linked with Kirishima-senpai. Saint Punisher Acula linked with Natsuki-san. Twilight Princess Labyrinth linked with Kukazawa. And lastly, Codename Silence linked with Ayase. All five heroines who fought Clive yesterday linked with girls I know. Who'd have thought, really? It's honestly depressing that I'll have to fight them. Why are you still so beat up about it? I'm the one who'll be fighting them, not you. I know, but still, it doesn't feel right that one of us is gonna get hurt. Don't get me wrong, I'm not gonna hurt them, I'm only gonna make them mine. You could say I'm a hardcore player, I guess. Hardcore player doesn't sit right with me either. Okay, so what do you want me to do now? Complaining about it won't change anything. If I don't fight the heroines with Clive, they'll kill me. It's only self-defense, that's how I should approach this matter. Finally getting in the mood to fight, huh? We don't know their weaknesses yet, but at least we know who they are. So get on it tomorrow, do some lip service, and pry information from the girls they linked with. Weaknesses, you say? You might have already figured it out, but I'm no smooth talker. Based on what I've seen today, I say you're intimate enough with those girls to ask them about their troubles and pet peeves. Troubles and pet peeves? Is that what you meant by their weaknesses? What did you think I was talking about? Lack of skill with swords, fear of goblins, and stuff like that? Are you kidding me? No, that's not what I meant. It's just that weaknesses is too broad of a word. I couldn't really picture it. Would you be able to resist their attacks if you knew about Ayaka and the other girls' weak spots and pet peeves? Most likely, yes. To link with the heroes, the girls need to have a similar way of thinking and willpower. That means they should also have similar weaknesses. The weaknesses that lie in those girls' hearts are also their weak points. I only need to exploit those, and victory shall be mine. Not only does my zone power allow me to take complete control of my surroundings, it also causes a great deal of mental damage to my opponents. I should be able to neutralize the heroes if I release the darkness in their hearts. Once they're weakened, I plan to pour my magic into their hearts as I see fit. You sound kinda like a con artist who resorts to cowardly tricks. Cowardly tricks? Doing anything it takes to win isn't cowardly. Neglecting to take necessary actions because you underestimate your enemies, however, is. Whoa, that's a sound argument coming from an evil guy like you. I don't mind winning by fighting fair and square, but when that's not possible, I have to look for other ways to win. Also, there's one more thing I should tell you, Kazunori. Pouring my magic into their hearts will help those girls get rid of their own troubles, too. Huh? What do you mean? For example, let's say one of the girls is a loner. If I pour my magic into her heart, she'll be persuaded to follow me. The same goes for those aggressive girls. Once I take over their hearts, they'll stick close to me. That's my plan, you see. You could say it's a bitter medicine for them. You certainly have your way with words. Try picturing it in your mind, forcing those girls to become ours. If I could force Ayaka and the other girls to become mine, I'd...
Yep.
An immoral, tempting desire awakens in me. I wouldn't do anything dirty face to face, but what if Clive assaults them while they're transformed?
Seems I piqued your interest. I'll ask you this just to make sure then. Which girl out of the five do you know the best?
If you must know, it's Ayaka. She's my next door neighbor and childhood friend.
Oh ho, so she lives right next to you. Interesting. Can you think of any weaknesses she might have?
Ayaka would never say anything selfish and everyone adores her, but I wouldn't quite say it's her weakness, but she can be a bit of a busybody.
Busybody? So she's meddling too much in other people's affairs. She's neglecting herself, huh? Anyway, let's go get ready to fight. We'll switch places once we're outside. They'll find out about us if we do it here.
Yeah, I'd like to avoid that at all costs. I get up from my bed and leave the room. Does this place work?
Yeah, it's fine here. Close your eyes and picture me taking over your body.
I do as he says and close my eyes. As I imagine myself leaving my body, I feel it becoming lighter.
Good job, Kazunori. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear.
I'm gonna focus on battle now. I won't be able to hear you, so don't worry if I don't reply, okay?
Alright, got it.
We're one body and soul, pal. Let's enjoy ourselves together.
Kazunori's voice grows faint. I can't hear him anymore. I can't tell if... Oh.
Okay, hold on. I can't tell if he replied or not. Okay then, hopefully one of the heroines will appear.
I'm hoping that Arnesta will show up, but it's not like I can just call out for her. I'm feeling pretty lucky, though. I don't have any reason to think so, but I'm pretty sure she'll take the bait. After waiting for a short while, I sense someone coming in contact with my zone field. They're coming straight my way. She fell for it. This zone energy is definitely Arnesta's. She jumps toward me, but stops a short distance away. As she slowly rises to her feet, she gives me a stern gaze. Dark Lord Clive Hertz, you have the gall to make another appearance less than a day since we last met, and here I thought you might never show up again. Oh, come on, don't lie to me. If you really thought I'd never appear again, you wouldn't be out patrolling around town, would you? It's just a precautionary measure. I didn't expect that you'd actually come out here. Yeah, okay. You're still the same worry ward as ever. Where's the others? Not with you? I don't owe you any explanations. Are you taking turns patrolling? Nah, I know what's up. You couldn't get them all to work together, now you're acting independently. Ugh, that's none of your business. Arnesta's quite easy to manipulate. You only need to hurt her pride to make her drop her facade. However, getting to her heart would be nigh impossible with words alone. First, I have to spread my zone field and restrain her before I get down to business. Whatever you're plotting, I could care less. My name is Princess Knight Arnesta, and I swear on my pride as a knight that I will vanquish you. Come at me. I'll make you my first prey. Oh, cool. We're fighting, guys. Battle Modes Tutorial. Okay, semi-automatic fashion with built-in deck system. The play strategy you choose will shape the outcome of your battle. You have 3 decks. Once you select a deck, the skills in the deck are cast automatically. Use left-click or mouse wheel to switch between each deck. The protagonist can cast the skills equipped in each deck. Each skill can only be cast after its gauge is completely filled. When a deck has skills with the same name, the one in the top slot gets cast first. Additionally, all skills with the same name in non-selected decks charge half as fast as the one in selected deck. Ah, that was like mud. I'm gonna have to play it and figure it out myself. I know about the protagonist's health bar. And you got the history log. Each character's actions are shown. Okay. Magical potion. Energy bar. That's the stamina. Instead of a health bar, your enemy has an energy bar that gets restored a fixed number of times after being depleted. Oh, that's real nice. Enemies gauge for overdrive attack. Overdrive attacks are incredibly powerful, so watch out for them. Enemy's degree of corruption is displayed here. Your goal is to completely corrupt your enemy's heart gems through battle. Counter the number of times your enemy's energy bar was depleted. Their SP charges faster the more times they're knocked out, so keep that in mind. Skills analysis. The protagonist can analyze skills during battle. The gauge of the skills becomes visible once they are fully analyzed. Additionally, the protagonist can learn their skills and add them to any deck. Skills differ in the number of times they can be used and their possibility of being analyzed. Skills not been analyzed. Skills been analyzed to the point where it's not possible to estimate how many uses are left. The skill's been analyzed to a point where it is possible to estimate how many uses are left. The skill has been fully analyzed. Zone control. Your protagonist's level of zone control is displayed here. The higher the percentage, the value, the better. Your enemy increases their zone control in the same way by bringing down yours to zero. So keep that in mind. Some skills can directly affect this stat. Switch between the decks to use your skills and reduce the enemy's energy to zero. Ow. Okay. Okay. Corruption phase. Okay. Once the enemy's energy is depleted, you'll be able to move to a defilement phase. After bringing an enemy down to zero, the protagonist can use his animus bind to render the enemy immobile for a short while. Attacks during corruption mode are psychological. In order to corrupt your enemy's heart gem, you need to deplete their energy bar during combat mode, and then damage them physiologically during corruption mode. Taunts are used during corruption mode. Regular taunts appears on the screen. Oh, man.
to use them, a fixed percentage of more finishing taunt. Ooh, this is kind of complex, guys. Select a taunt and defile the enemy's heart gem. For tutorial purposes, the retreat and cancel bind options aren't available. What? Is that all you got? Oh, he does speak. And a little different than what I was speaking. Like, what? Is that all you've got? I like my version better. You're in for a surprise if you're underestimating me. Let me have a taste of your real strength, then. Yeah, I still have to be on the defensive, but I'll make a comeback. Just you wait. You can't beat me by brute force alone, understand? Did you really think you could beat me with that puny attack? Gah! Even if I can't take you down in one hit, I should have made enough damage. Wishful thinking much? What about you? You could be bluffing for all I know. Even if I am, do you think you could turn the tables on me this late in the game? Repeated use of a taunt might allow the enemy to dispel the animus binding. Deplete the enemy's energy once again. You and your ilk shall never beat me. Aren't you hasty? I still haven't admitted defeat, you know. Hasty? So how exactly do you plan to turn the tables on me? Well, there are times when one must persevere. Resist all you want, but seriously, do you think there's a chance of winning against me? I can't say there is. That's what I thought. Well, even if there was a remote chance that you could beat me, I wouldn't tell you about it if such a thing exists at all. Time to add the finishing touches. Did you not think I didn't notice the darkness in your heart? But what are you planning to do to me? Why? Isn't it obvious? I shall make you realize you were just pretending to not be aware of your own darkness. I'm chaste and pure. I'd never turn my eyes away from my own sins if I felt I was guilty. Is that what you think? I don't think you understand the position you're in.
Of course.
Yes, I firmly believe in it. I have no doubts in my heart. That's an egg. That's an egg. You cheer up your male comrades with all those scantily clad, with all those scanty clothes. I see. That's all you're worth, after all. But as soon as you know people are expecting your support, you become desperate to fulfill your role, huh? What are you talking about? What? You still haven't noticed it? Or are you just feigning ignorance? I won't indulge you in your delusions. Indulge, you say? Only someone who's in control of a battle can say that. You're no more than a prisoner right now. Know your place. You sacrifice yourself to meet other people's expectations of you, huh? That's not true! It's become a huge burden for you, but you try to ignore it. That can't be! I'm not ignoring anything! Ah! Arnesta loses the grip on her sword and slips from her hand. She tries to reach for it, but her body only quivers as she sinks to her knees. What on earth did you do to me? The darkness has taken hold of your heart. How does it feel? Do you like being unable to lift even a finger? Ugh, if only I could use my zone power. Ugh, why won't my body move? I poured my zone magic into your heart and indulged your ability to use your own power. It's all thanks to the darkness that lies in your heart. The darkness that lies in my heart? Arnesta tries her damnedest to get close to her sword, but no matter how hard she tries, her fingers fail to reach it. The more she exerts herself, the faster she gets tired. However, she might get to her feet again if she keeps going like this. It's about time to drive in the nails of darkness that will stay forever in her heart. We don't have much time left, but let's enjoy ourselves while we can. What do you plan to do? No, stay away from me! Frightened, Arnesta screams in protest as I approach her. She probably has a rough idea of what's going to happen to her next. In that case, I should turn those fears of hers into reality. Alright, I know YouTube people. We said, like, hentai, 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 and there hasn't been any hentai. Well, I'm going to have to cut you guys, because I think there's going to be some hentai. So, yeah, it is what it is. I effortlessly push her, and she plops down to the ground. Yep, definitely hentai. I'll be able to do it till we get to the first nude scene, but after that, we're done, guys. Pathetic. Do you even realize how defenseless you are right now? I have a full view of your panties. You like exposing yourself, huh? You have some nerve to say something like that when you're the one who put me in this position. Arnesta glares at me, her cheeks flushed. There's a glint of fear in her eyes, though. She knows she can't move. You've been a good girl so far, so I'll reward you and teach you all about the pleasures of adulthood. She can't even close her legs. She looks even more scared as I kneel down before her.
Looks like she's got some idea of what's about to happen. That's a welcome surprise. No! Keep your dirty hands off me! What, you want me to wash them first? I'm afraid I ain't gonna listen to your demands. I lean over her and take off her breastplates. She normally has a protection spell that would prevent me from touching her, but it's gone now. What? Don't touch my breast! Get away from me right now! You're still complaining? Let's see how long that'll last. I tear her clothes off, exposing her breasts. Ah, why are you doing this? Don't look at them. Stop. No. What's that? You want to know why I can take your clothes off so easily? It's simple. I took control over the area, and now I can do whatever I want. Mwahahaha. You pervert? Why do you even want to rip off a girl's clothes? You really are a monster. Ha, huh, you seriously see yourself as a normal girl. Your true colors are starting to shine through, Princess Knight. What's wrong with that? Dumbass, with those loose lips, I'll be able to figure out who you really are and attack you before you transform. No, you wouldn't stoop so low as to do something like that. She looks like she's about to blow a fuse. She's just like Ayaka after all. Or maybe this is just how Ernesta really is. It's possible that I'm only associating her with Ayaka because I'm looking at her through Kazunori's eyes. She's temperamental now because I stripped her heart down to its purest form, or because I'm about to defile her. Can't wait to rape the girl you linked with, Ernesta. Ugh, what a wretched man you are. I won't let you do as you please. She tries her damnedest to move, but all she can manage is lifting her finger a little. Amused by her pitiable resistance, I fondle her quivering thighs. Her body's trembling so much that surely she's loosened up enough by now. Come on, you're not even trying. I'm gonna steal your virginity at this rate. Yeah, I absolutely won't let you. I already have someone that I want to give my first time to. Heh, put some effort in it then. I flash her a grin and start to grope her left breast like it's no big deal. She tries to yell, but nothing comes out. The second I start rubbing her well-shaped mound, she freezes up and squeezes her eyes shut. Your tits are as nice as they look. Why do you wear clothes that make them look smaller? What's the point? That's none of your business. What? Don't you have any confidence in your tits? You got nothing to worry about. They're firm, bouncy, and nicely shaped. You should be proud. I can't even fit a whole boob in one of my hands. Even as I push and pull at it, it always springs right back into shape. I'm not so much enjoying its softness as I am its suppleness. It's truly a guilty pleasure of mine. Your compliments don't flatter me. Not even he has touched them yet. Tears well up in the corners of her eyes. Her tears, filled with vexation and sadness, turn me on to no end. She hasn't realized yet that I'm a sadist who enjoys watching her put up a bravado. Your nipples have a beautiful color, too. They're tempting me, inviting me over. No, absolutely not. You can't. Stop, please. She looks the other way. Looks like she finally gets that resistance is futile. She gets it, but she's still crying. I already told you, didn't I? No matter how much you beg and plead, I don't give a shit. I draw my face to her left breast and suck on her defenseless nipple. She's like, no, you're sucking my tit. Hick? Did she have a hiccup? Don't lick me there. I play with her stiff, hard nipple using my tongue. It's big and easy to suckle on. It hasn't been that long since the goddess destroyed my body, but I'm so excited right now I haven't gotten laid in ages. Your tits are nice, but they aren't enough. I push her leg out of the way and reach towards her pussy. No, anything but that! Ah, no! No, stop, that's gross. Well, would you look at that? Your pussy's already a little wet. Did you get turned on after I played with your tits? Your body's pretty sensitive, Princess Knight. That's not true. You're playing some kind of trick, aren't you? Nah, if I had a trick like that up my sleeve, I'd make you squirt before I even took your clothes off. Her cheeks turn redder as she scowls at me. Look at you, your face is all red. You know what squirting is, huh? Well, I have no idea what you're talking about at all. Here's a tip. You don't sound very convincing when you're moaning. Shut up and stop touching me there. There? Sorry, sweetheart, but I'm not following you. Saying so, I roll my tongue around her nipple. She scowls at me again, her eyes filled with hatred and humiliation. However, that only serves to turn me on even more. She acts like she's tough, but look how vulnerable she is. I can't wait to hear her cry in pleasure even more. I'm telling you, stop touching me there with your fingers. Now stop! If I'm not careful, I'm gonna get off before I even get to hear you really scream. That'd be so boring. I take my hands off her and stand up. Her face pales as soon as she realizes why. No, don't! No way, you're not going to... No! If you don't like it, then cut your connection with the real Arnesta and never show up in front of me again. I can't do that. I'm not interested in weak-willed girls that get their hands on a powerful weapon by chance. If you sever your ties, I'll let you get away just this once. Are you telling the truth? If you promise, I'll keep my word. Think of it as your last chance. Honestly, it's no fun raping a girl that surrenders too fast. Besides, there's one thing I know for sure. The girl linked with Arnesta will never give in to my provocations. Even if you're telling the truth, I made a promise to her. I promised her that no matter the injury or hardship, I'll never flee from the battlefield. I'll never run away. Mwahaha, I admire your determination. So be it. I'll make you regret those words. I push her panties to the side, take out my engorged dick, and slide it inside her. And with that, folks, I think we're about done here. Yeah, because I have no idea how long this scene is gonna go. Well, let's just work through it and see how far it goes. I'm barely even inside. It's gonna hurt a lot more, you know. You're gonna tear me apart. Her pussy is wet, but not enough to be enjoyable. It's not slippery enough. But that's fine. It wouldn't be fun if she wasn't a virgin. I'm eager to feel the tightness of her pussy around my dick and watch the blood trickle out of her. I know she's not the real Arnesta, but the resemblance she bears is uncanny. Looks like you've been working out. Your legs are nice and toned. I didn't work out. Aha, if you say so, I gotta say your pussy sure is high quality. It's the best. I wish I could plug my ears. I get my dick about halfway in, then pull it back out slowly while gauging her reaction. Her tense face loosens up a little, but it distorts again right after I resume my movements. What, embarrassed down to your pussy, eh? I guess pride is the only thing you got going for you. That's none of your business. I spread her legs more, then stir my dick around inside her. Thanks to this change in my movements, her moans grow a little sexier. What's so fun about torturing a girl? Have you ever eaten something that you thought was delicious? It's the same with this. Women and food are no different in that regard. Well, what nonsense are you? Fulfilling this desire of making women mine is what makes me happy. This craving for women is no different than one's craving for food. You're completely wrong. Don't lump food and women together. Look how energetic you are. Guess you're ready for more. Shall we proceed? I lunge forward and bury my dick deep inside her with all my might. You say that, but your pussy is swallowing my dick up even more as we speak. Can you feel it? I don't feel anything. I don't want to listen to you anymore. Her hips jolt as I plunge my dick even deeper inside her. Look at you, matching your movements with mine. You like it, huh? What are you talking about? It doesn't feel good at... I press down on her knees and pull out my dick at once, then push back inside her. A surge of pleasure runs through me, making me go faster. You were so defiant earlier, so this is what you get. You should just lay back and enjoy it. It's hot. It's burning me inside there. Uh-huh. There. There. Call it what it is, pussy. If you say it, I might be gentler with you. Provoked by my cheap taunt, she scowls at me again. Who on earth would listen to the likes of you? I swear in my pride that I won't ever bow to you. Very good, that pissy look on your face is a real turn on. I'm so happy that I get a girl so strong of body and mind. I won't lose to you. I love the sound of your protest transforming into moans. No matter the cost, I won't. No, you're going faster now. I keep pounding into her deflowered pussy like a beast. It's honestly exhilarating how it squeezes me hard every time I stab my dick inside her. Wow, this is kind of interesting. Since it's going deep inside me, I don't want to lose to you. You already lost, and it's all your fault. You let your guard down. Yes, but the sword in my heart won't break, so I can keep fighting. The more she tries to resist, the better her pussy's grip on my dick feels. It only makes her squeeze me harder, and I truly enjoy that. Nice. Very nice. You're such a good woman, Arnesta. I'm definitely gonna make you all mine. I'll never become yours. The sensation of our skins rubbing against each other, along with her complaints, fuel my desire to no end. It's about time, isn't it? It hurts, but I won't give up. I see. In that case, I shall carve my seal deep inside you.
Let it be the proof that you lost to me. What are you going? No way, you don't mean... I thought you were gonna bitch and moan again, but it seems like you're down for this. Alright, here you go! I start fucking her faster, sticking my tip deeper inside her pussy. She arches her back with each thrust, agony and shame painted on her face. Here it comes, receive my load with your womb. No! No, no! Like Darth Vader, no! The moment I release my pent-up desire inside her, she lets out a shrill, loud cry. My throbbing dick fills her insides with so much gum that it pours out of her. Waha! Look at this! Your pussy's leaking my gum! No! Ah! Stop it! She's saying, don't come in anymore inside me! Her body quivers as she shrieks. Looks like she has recovered enough to move a little, but despite that, she's still unable to shake her head. While her body's trembling, her pussy walls are rubbing against my dick. Well, your pussy's still trying to pull me in! I can keep going if you want it that badly! No more, please! Something's happening! No! No, I'm scared! I pull out my dick from her pussy and shower her body with my last load of semen. Her pale skin, dirtied by my milky substance, looks blemished. Okay. You managed to coom right at the very end. For the first time, you were fantastic. As she pants, her breasts bob up and down. My voice doesn't seem to reach her anymore and her eyes look empty. However, there's no doubt that she now carries my seal deep inside her pussy. Done with the deed, I let out a sigh and stand up. Heart gem has appeared. With my seed and magic now inside her, I'm certain that the darkness will eat away at her heart. That said, it'll take a lot more than that to fully corrupt her. So now what? I don't mind raping her again, but I'd like to find some other weaknesses in her to exploit. After all, I'm not looking for a living sex doll. In the midst of pondering this, I feel someone's presence behind me. Oh, you can stand up again. I admire your determination, but there's no way you could fight me now. She can't even stand straight on her feet, let alone hold her sword properly. Her face is pale from shock, and her cheeks are sporting a red tinge thanks to the pleasure she felt. Clive, you might have humiliated me, but I'll never bow to you. Whatever you say. The Sayaka girl sure has a little strong will. Great, this means I'll just get to enjoy her for a bit longer. I can't help but grin. In that case, I'll keep raping you until you submit. If you want another, go right now. I'm down. As I reach toward her, she twitches and steps back in alarm. Although she acts tough, she can't completely hide her fear. I try getting closer to her, but right then, I feel someone approaching us. Looks like the other heroes have detected my zone energy. I'm afraid it'd be too much to handle all of you at once. Let's continue this some other day, shall we? If you're willing to get raped by me again, that is. Stop right there, our fight's not over yet. Turning my back on the poor loser, I scram before the others arrive. We managed to get back home safely. On the way back, Clive returned the control of my body to me. However, my body still trembles. Wahaha, I know how you feel. The excitement and sense of immortality hasn't died for you yet, huh? Was that your first time with a woman? Yeah. I can still feel it, the sensation of Clive pinning down Ernesta inside his own field and forcefully removing her breastplates. Being able to see and feel her breasts excited the hell out of me, much more than I expected. Clive raped her, or to be more precise, he raped Ayaka while she was in Ernesta's form. It was so immoral and wrong, yet I feel the most elated I've ever been in my entire life. Clive stole her first kiss, scrubbed her tits, and jammed his erect dick inside her pussy. I experienced all that pleasure through him. He stirred and filled her insides with his cum until he was fully satisfied. He turned the fantasies I had from rape video games into reality. VR porn can't even compare to the real thing. It felt so good when you raped Ernesta. It felt incredible, in fact.
You feel guilty now, huh?
Yeah, it was Ayaka's body after all. I don't know how to feel. She chose a path that put her life at stake and challenged us. Getting fucked is a light punishment for the choices she made, don't you think?
I don't know. I mean, I already knew what kind of guy you were when I first assimilated you. I know what you're into. If you really were kind-hearted, I wouldn't have been able to do that in the first place. So you're saying it's my fault for not stopping you?
Mwahaha, it's not that deep. You and I lust after the same things, that's all there is to it. Before, you only said that we'd be making the girls ours, but you failed to mention that that meant rape-
Oh, excuse me.
Before, you only said that we'd be making the girls ours, but you failed to mention that that meant raping them.
This world has laws. If I told you what I had planned, your common sense would have gotten in the way.
It's a valid point. I had a very vague feeling that things would turn out this way anyway. But in the end, I'm the one who hesitated and didn't press him hard enough to get a clear answer. To be honest, it's not like I don't fantasize about Ayaka. Sometimes I jerk off to her after playing my eroge, too.
Looks like you're finally accepting your true self. It was just a fantasy, though. I wasn't hurting her for real. I can't help but be a little happy that my fantasy became reality, but I also feel pretty guilty about it.
Mwahaha! It's easier to execute my plan when you're honest like this.
Ernesta hated getting raped at first, but even she managed to come in the end. We weren't the only ones having a good time.
This'll be bitter medicine for those girls. They have darkness lying in their hearts, and that's why they're trying to resist us. We're a necessary evil for them.
You really have a way with words. It's like you've reached deep into my heart to come up with an excuse that fits.
Heh, the environment we grew up in and the powers we hold might be different, but you and I are quite similar. I can easily relate to you.
All I need you to do is gather information. I'll be the one fighting them, taking control of their hearts and enjoying them. They'll become part of our harem along with that shitty goddess.
We'll have a harem?
Sounds fun, right? Can't deny that.
You have two main tasks at hand from now on. First, you must look for the girls' worries and weaknesses, and second, you must take care of any suffering they incur as a result.
I know you feel bad, but you can't fight back against your own lust. Enjoy harboring these contradictory feelings inside you. You really are carefree about this stuff, aren't you?
Still, doing as he says seems to be the best option for now. Besides, if we don't defeat the heroines, they're going to kill us both.
Ah, jeez, fine. I'll make Ayaka and the other girls join our harem.
Heh, that's the spirit. Now, show me results.
Honestly, today was extremely tiring. But even though I'm exhausted, I don't feel sleepy at all.
Stop right there! I still haven't lost to you! Ugh! I try to stand up, but the strength drains from my legs and I sink down to the ground. I'm so frustrated, tears are rolling down my eyes. Oh my, if it isn't you, Princess Knight, were you defeated by Clive?
I was.
I give Labyrinth a small nod. I can't take my anger out on her. Just then, I sense several presences behind me. Ernesta-san, did something happen? I don't see Clive anywhere. Did you fight him? Target, not found. Destruction, unverifiable. Seems Clive got away. Who would have thought you'd be beaten barely a day after our last reunion? Well... I'm not laying the blame on you, Princess Knight. Methinks that your battle has maybe helped you come up with a counter-strategy, perhaps Zone Mastery. Is that so? Ernesta-san, can you stand up? Akula offers her hand and helps me stand up. I should probably tell them what Clive did to me. As I try to tell them what happened, a sense of embarrassment and fear claws at my chest. However, I must let them know how dangerous Clive really is.
It's okay. I'll avenge you without fail. Magical Girl Citron-chan won't stand for enemies of girls. I'll take Clive down. Everyone, please listen. Ikula taps my shoulder before I get to finish what I was about to say. She looks at me and shakes her head. Get some rest, please. The next time Clive appears, one of us will punish him. She implicitly understands the price of defeat. Did the heroines already tell them? I suspect they may have, but asking them if they really didn't wouldn't have really have a point. Okay, I'll take my leave and go ahead then. I just want you to know that he's strong. Be careful. Savoring the bitter taste of defeat, I turn around and leave the place. I enter my room through the window and land on my feet silently. As I turn around to close it, I look at Kazakun's house inadvertently. His windows and curtains are closed, but I can see the lights in his room are on. As if to avoid him, I close my windows and curtains too. In the name of Ayaka Asahina, I now set your power free. The flooding sensation rises up in me once again, then I open my eyes and find myself in my usual clothes. There's a numbing pain in my crotch, disallowing me from forgetting the humiliation I just endured. Unable to resist it, I sink into a squat. It's not fair. That was my first time. This is actually legitimately... This is more legitimate to, like, a real rape. Like, that's the kind of feelings that really happen. Yeah. Again, this is supposed to be a fiction, but that's a real response to somebody that's been violated. She says, it's not fair, and that was my first time. So she's gonna be tormented by that. Just hardcore, man. You know, it's just a game, but you know, this is why you don't actually, you know, do what Clive did with real women. You don't do it because, you know, this terrible psychological trauma, like in real life, she'd live with that almost forever. Well, I mean, as you get older, the pain might numb a little bit, but yeah, it's a little hardcore, guys. I never thought something like this would happen. My virginity was stolen by the Dark Lord, even though I had someone I wanted to give it to. Some of his semen is still stuck inside me, too. It's really disgusting. I want to take a bath to wash it all off, but I don't have the will to move. Ayaka, my deepest apologies, to think that such a horrible thing would happen to you. Arnesta suddenly appeared in my room. She's as transparent as a ghost, but there's no doubt that it's her. Goddess Fane made arrangements to set up a strong barrier in this room. I can, more or less, appear before you here. My face breaks into a smile the moment I see her. I also shed a few tears as though it was the most natural thing in the world. Arnesta, I, the Dark Lord. I know, you and I share the same feelings, the same sensations. I suffered the same pain and anguish. Huh? So that means my loss caused you pain as well? It's not your fault. Fighting the Dark Lord has its own risks, after all. Anyhow, Ayaka, the responsibility lies with me. If only I had more power, you wouldn't have gone through this. Filled with regret, she squeezes her words out, but then places her hand over her stomach and pauses. I feel pain in the same region right at the same time. I never imagined the Dark Lord would have humiliated me like this. Ugh, I'll never forgive you, Clive. Ernesto-san, could it be? She flushes red and looks away. I see, so it was her first time, too. It really is my fault, after all. You wouldn't have had to go through such a terrible thing had I defeated Clive. No, Ayaka, don't lay blame on yourself. We really are just alike. Clive told me that as well. She's more worried about me than herself. I felt like I'd been stabbed when he said that. Well, hold on. It felt like I'd been stabbed when he said that. It was then that I couldn't move. That must be one of his skills, I'm sure of it. Ernesto-san, I can't let that man toy with this world. Would you lend me your strength so I can put a stop to him? Ayaka, that's my line. That fiend fully intends to attack your weak spots, hurt you, and assault you like a wild beast. But despite knowing all of this, would you still be willing to fight him with me? We look into each other's eyes. I knew it. We really are the same after all. Even though my chest is about to explode with pain, I end up smiling at her. Ayaka, I'll be counting on you. Please use my power however you see fit. Got it, Ernesto-san. I'll be counting on you too. We've already become so close, it makes me truly happy. If I were in this by myself, I would have given up already. It's quite a tiring day, Ayaka. Take a bath and rest. Okay, I'll do just that. She disappears after I give her a small nod. I should hurry up and take a shower. I use my hands to prop myself up and manage to get off the bed. The prickling sensation in my thighs reminds me of all those terrible things that happened. Back then, at the end, Clive shot his hot semen deep inside me and made me scream. I never felt something like that before. My mind went blank, and I felt as though I were floating in a hot bath. It was totally... God, what am I thinking? It's not like it felt good or anything! I shake my head to dispel the thoughts that surfaced in my mind. Then, my eyes suddenly land on the windows in my room. Kazakun's home is on the other side of the curtains. The lights in his room are on, so he must be home. What kind of face should I make when I see him tomorrow? With these uneasy feelings lingering inside me, I head for my bathroom. Okay, it's morning now, and let's talk about what we just saw. Obviously, I played the role of the Dark Lord Clivenhurst, who, this wasn't even like a rant rape. This was actually screaming, no, I don't want this. Of course, some people would say, oh, it's rape play. I get it. I get it. I get it. I understand. Rape play, yes. That's... What is it that Maya called it? Non-consensual, consensual rape play. Like, it's play, these are actresses, they're doing lines, everything is a script, everything is consensual. The same thing with the acting afterwards, but we still have to think about it in that context that she felt really horrible after what happened. Very much like what happens when a real woman is defiled by, you know, a man or something like that. You know, I don't know if women, I mean, I don't know if women get with other women. I don't know if that women on women rape is a thing. I don't know. But I know that most women, you know, when they get that sort of thing happens to them, and they're old enough to remember it, it's bad. It's pretty bad. So, I think it did a very good job of demonstrating that, how she just kind of broke down and cried. And Arnesta had to actually speak with her and kind of calm her down and just trying to tell her how she felt. So this is going to be a really hardcore game. This isn't going to have... I mean, yeah, we fight and we do little battles. But at the same time, it is really hardcore as far as these scenes. Because, yeah, I didn't know that the heroines were going to really behave and react that way. Of course, I've never really played games where you corrupt the heroines before. I mean, so this was just a curiosity. I'm like, I wonder what that's like. And one of the guys in the visual novel group actually played this with a server full of girls in Discord. So the girls had different responses about it. Some understood it. Some were a little iffy on it. But I am letting women know that have seen this, that women have actually, in our community, have looked at this kind of content. And some of them either liked it or they didn't like it. It just depends, you know. This isn't for everyone. So if you don't like what you saw or experienced, then do not watch this one anymore. And I will know by the number of views. If the number of views is very low and doesn't do very well on this one, then we will just not cover this anymore. We'll work on something else and I'll finish the game at my own leisure. But I did want to play at least that much to get to the battle system. And of course, on the acronym site, they're seeing the defilement, which isn't really great. I mean, that's not something I was too keen on, but again, it is just a play. It's not a real demonstration of, defiling somebody. And, I feel just a little odd after watching that. At any rate, this will be the Grim Lord, and I guess I'm out. I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Hentai Corner.